This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government urges people entering Kathmandu to stay in a two-week quarantine. World Bank projects Nepal's economic growth for 2021 at 0.6%. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Gyawali says diplomatic efforts underway to make Nepal-China goods transportation smooth. And American President Donald Trump's doctors say he can return back to public life. Now the news in detail. Nepal's coronavirus cases have neared 100,000. Giving daily updates yesterday, Health and Population Ministry confirmed 4,364 new infection, with the Kathmandu Valley accounting almost 58% of them. Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said that almost one in four people were found infected yesterday while carrying out 18,473 PCR tests. Dr. Gautam also confirmed that more than 71,000 people in Nepal had recovered from the coronavirus infection, with 2,675 recoveries reported yesterday. Likewise, Nepal's corona-related death toll has reached 590, with the confirmation of 12 deaths yesterday. Dr. Gautam also urged people entering Kathmandu Valley to undergo 2 weeks quarantine before resuming their works. He urged people to strictly follow the health safety protocol, as more than 10,000 corona cases were confirmed in the Kathmandu Valley within a week. The ministry has also reiterated people to be responsible to help check the spread of the coronavirus infection. A World Bank report has projected Nepal's economic growth for 2021 to be at 0.6%. The World Bank's latest South Asian economic update has also forecast the worst ever recession in the South Asian region, as the pandemic has devastated the region's economy. The report has forecast a sharper than expected economic slump across the region. The forecast predicts that the regional economy will shrink by 7.7% in 2020, having witnessed 6% annual growth in the past 5 years. Warning about financial impact on informal workers, the World Bank said millions of South Asians would be pushed to extreme poverty. The World Bank has also called for swift action for income generation, social protection, and employment support to shorten the transition. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has said efforts are underway via diplomatic channel to bring in the trade goods stranded in the Chinese side. Talking to people's representatives and civil servants at Timure while inspecting the Raswa Gari Fort, Minister Gyawali said he made the on-site visit to the area to seek immediate and long-term solutions to the problems that had surfaced at the checkpoint. The minister also visited the under-construction dry port at Timure under the Raswa Gari checkpoint management. He had also inquired about the progress made regarding the port. Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel has announced a ban in land plotting and selling until master plan for the provincial capital, the Rapti Valley, was finalized. Directing the officials at the office of Chief Minister of Lumbini Province, Chief Minister Pokhrel asked the authorities to implement the ban until the master plan was finalized. Land plotting and selling has been banned in Rapti Rural Municipality, Gadawa Rural Municipality Ward Number 1, 2 and 3, and Sith Ganga Municipality Ward Number 8 and 9 after the region was approved as the provincial capital. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has thanked his Cypriot counterpart for the help provided by Cyprus to Nepali migrant workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a telephonic conversation on the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the diplomatic ties between Nepal and Cyprus, the two speakers discussed the matter of bilateral ties and the labor agreement. Women, Children and Senior Citizen Minister Parbat Gurung has vowed to make investigation and action effective in the cases of rape. During a virtual meeting, Minister Gurung promised to initiate effective inter-ministry coordination for the speedy justice delivery. He said the government had been planning for national awareness campaign to mitigate cases of rapes and violence against women. The Kulekhani Hydropower Project at Makwanpur District has decided to continue its generation of 106 megawatt of electricity. The hydropower has been closing some of its facilities time and again, depending on the demand of electricity. The project will operate in its full capacity, especially during the festive season. The hydropower project office chief, Dhirendra Chaudhary, shared that the decision was made after the instruction of the Nepal Electricity Authority for the smooth supply of electricity during the upcoming festive season. The consumption of electricity is generally higher during the festival time. The district administration offices and security agencies in the Kathmandu Valley are bringing a special security plan targeting upcoming festivals. The plan aims to control untoward incidents and criminal activities that increase in general during the festivals. Non-resident Nepalese Association and Nepal government are organizing global knowledge conference on impacts of COVID-19 and the steps taken to tackle it. The inaugural session of the three-day conference will be addressed by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali. More than 300 scholars from various universities are presenting papers in the virtual event beginning from today. Non-resident Nepali Association's Chief Secretary General, Dr. Hemraj Sharma, said preparations for the conference were over. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त छ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctors say he has completed his course of treatment for COVID-19 and can return to public engagements this weekend. His physician, Dr. Sean Conley, said the president had responded extremely well to medication and had remained stable. Trump earlier pulled out of next Thursday's TV debate with Democratic rival Joe Biden after organizers said it would have to be a virtual event. The FBI says it has stopped a plot to abduct and overthrow Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Whitmer has become a target of coronavirus skeptics after enacting strict mitigation measures that were overturned by a judge last week. Officials say the kidnapping plot involved six men who planned to hold a treason trial for her. Whitmer said hatred, bigotry, and violence had no place in Michigan. More than 36.74 million people across the world have been diagnosed to have coronavirus infection. More than 1,066,000 people have also died of the corona infection across the world. As per the data collected for the Worldometer site, more than 27.66 million people have recovered from the virus infection. The world still has more than 8 million active cases of coronavirus. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division says the weather will be generally to partly cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is also likely to occur at one or two places of province number one. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Government urges people entering Kathmandu to stay in a two-week quarantine. World Bank projects Nepal's economic growth for 2021 at 0.6%. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali says diplomatic efforts underway to make Nepal-China goods transportation smooth. And American President Donald Trump's doctors say he can return back to public life. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.